It's All Things Considered on WSHU Public Radio. This year's Republican and Democratic Party primary race for lieutenant governor in Connecticut is a study in contrast. On the Republican side, we've got a longtime party stalwart who's talking up his conservative credentials against two women he says are too liberal for the party. And on the Democratic side, a former statewide office holder says her past experience in office makes her better prepared than her opponent, a political newcomer who's a union organizer. WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama joins us to talk about the race. So Ebong, could you tell us more about these candidates?
Well, as you said, Dan, on the Republican side, we have Joe Markley. He's probably the most conservative Connecticut state senator. He's represented the towns of Southington, Waterbury, Walcott, and Prospect for the past 8 years. Here's what he had to say about being the best Republican for the job during a recent debate.
During that 8 years, I've done everything I can to fight the destructive policies of Dan Malloy. I fought him with my vote in the Senate, my speaking on the floor. I fought him in the courts with some success. I fought him by making notorious issues out of boondoggles like the New Britain to Hartford busway. And I fought him by working with candidates throughout the state to try to elect Republicans. Because the only way we're going to bring the state of Connecticut back is by returning to the principles of the Republican Party, which made this nation and state great in the first place. Real fiscal responsibility, personal liberty, and economic opportunity. That's what got me into this race. I will work day and night to that end from now until November.
So it was that kind of sentiment that helped Markley win the party's endorsement at the Republican convention in May, huh?
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, just this week, Markley sued Governor Malloy, who is a Democrat, to stop the $10 million bond for a highway toll study that had just recently been passed. And you know that Markley's activities have not deterred the two women challenging him. One of them is former Darien selectman Jamie Stevenson. She's starting to take away the conservative mantle from Markley. Here's what she said.
I'm the only fiscal conservative that can win this race in November. With my successful tenure as the 8-year first selectman in the town of Darien and the conservative fiscal policies that we bring to our work every day, I have what it takes from both the public and private sector experience to win this race in November.
Well, you know, Stevenson, who served as a bond analyst for about 6 years with Standard & Poor, is calling herself an outsider in the race.
So how about New Britain Mayor Erin Stewart, the third person in the race?
Well, you know, Dan, she's someone who Republicans have been excited about as the new face of the party. She's 30 years old. She's serving her third term as mayor of the heavily Democratic city of New Britain. So she has taken some positions that Republicans might consider liberal, like the legalization of marijuana and support for same-sex marriage. As a matter of fact, she says she officiated at a same-sex wedding recently. She feels she's the best candidate because she can reach across party lines.
I'm proud of the work I've done in the city of New Britain, managing as a strong mayor that $250 million budget and over 1,000 employees on a daily basis. That takes hard work. I don't have a town manager form of government. You're looking at her. I do the hiring. I do the firing. I know that I have the management and the temperament. I know that I have what it takes to be the next lieutenant governor. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, we've talked about the Republicans, now the Democrats. We have a two-way race between former Secretary of the State Susan Bicewicz and labor organizer Eva Bermudez-Zimmerman. Ebong, is this a classic insider versus outsider race?
Yes, it appears to be that way. You know, Susan Bicewicz served 3 terms as Secretary of the State, and before that she served in the legislature. You know, ever since Susan Bicewicz left the Secretary of the State's position nearly 8 years ago now, she's been shopping around for another statewide job. Initially, she wanted to run for attorney general in 2010, but was blocked by Republicans who successfully challenged her qualifications for the job. In 2012, she tried unsuccessfully to run for the U.S. Senate seat, being vacated by retiring Senator Joe Lieberman. She lost in the primary to Chris Murphy, who now holds the seat. Bicewicz still believes her legislative and statewide office experience will be the key to her winning the race. Here's what she says.
I do have 6 years of working in the legislature, chairing a major committee. The lieutenant governor also has the role of stepping up if a governor can't serve. And that's important to take into consideration because between 1945 and 2004, six lieutenant governors have stepped up into that important role. And I'm ready on day one.
Didn't Bisewitz end up in the lieutenant governor's race by cutting a deal not to challenge Ned Lamont for governor?
Yes, she did. That's why they're running together as a ticket, even though there are two separate votes on the primary, one for governor and one for lieutenant governor. So there's a possibility that one of them might be elected and the other not. That is what Eva Bermudez Zimmerman is hoping for.
Right. Zimmerman has been saying that she's representing people who've been shut out of such deal making.
Yes, she has. As a matter of fact, she's making the argument that she represents the urban and minority communities in Connecticut, that the Democrats need to win. And Bisewitz would not be able to attract. That's according to Zimmerman. Here's her pitch to Democrats.
When you're looking for change, just remember that you have change in my candidacy. We have to make sure that we are all represented. We have to make sure that our story is represented. So go to the polls August 14th because I am the change. I will bring that connection and coalition building that you so desperately need. And not just for a small group, but for everyone. We can't expect having different results by electing the same kind of candidates. It's time to have different kind of candidates with different experiences, with expertise, who are working hard for all of you.
So basically, it's an insider-outsider race in both parties.
That's pretty much it.
Ebong Udama is WSHU's senior political reporter. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
The Democratic and Republican primary are both on August 14th, next Tuesday. State residents who are not yet registered have until Monday at noon to register in person.